Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
In my lifetime, I have never said hello like this.
I know.
And I don't know any hockey player who has ever said hello like this. Listen to this schnozzle right here.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
It is so good to
Mike,
see you.
Hello.
We were doing a lot of analog at that point.
Yep.
We had a lot of cables.
We
had a lot of monitors.
Yeah.
We had
vacuum tubes.
And a vacuum tubes. And a guy came in from another podcast that I guess was streamlined.
Yeah,
and
no,
all digital.
He was an engineer. He was doing a documentary. He goes, you guys should go digital. And then I remember looking at him and I said, you should go fuck yourself.
I asked Pony this morning if he had a favorite moment, and he told me no.
I'll let you know what happened. One thing I remember.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Well, how about that? You know, we don't normally make a big deal about milestones, but we're going to make a big deal about this one, because today on the Mike O'Mara Show, heard in great cities like Two Egg, Florida, Killeen, Texas, Nampa, Idaho, Flemington, New Jersey, Stonington, Maine, and Davos, Switzerland, the Mike O'Mara show is doing its 3,000th episode.
Woo!
And I wrote about it, and Oscar put up a banner about it, and we were excited about it, and we are thrilled to be coming to you, because the one thing I wrote on my social media page today, and I'm curious, because maybe Oscar would know more about it than I do. In the vast land of podcast entertainment, I wonder how many of them have reached the milestone of 3,000 programs, because everybody always talks about just how many podcasts are out there.
Right.
Podcasts that have been discovered by A-list actors, podcasts that have been used by stand-up comedians and television personalities, and podcasts about murder, and podcasts about mysteries, and conspiracy theory podcasts, on and on. Tens of thousands of podcasts.
Yes.
However, I would venture to say that having 3,000 shows in the can, we would probably narrow that list a bit. We would probably be in a special zone with that many podcasts, because we have been knocking these out for you, ladies and gentlemen, since 2009, and I am extremely proud of that. So I'm curious about it, because I know you had a stat a long time ago, right?
It's less than 1%.
Less than 1%?
Yes.
So that's what I thought. I thought it was some teeny tiny number like that.
It's less than 1%.
And Mike,
wow.
Just so we know, we touched on this on Friday's bonus show, but I'd like
give me a little more level on you if you can.
Of course. I'd like to send, if I can, some statistics.
Some stats?
Some stats that will help you realize exactly kind of where we're at as far as the amount of content we have provided. We are now in our 14th year. That's no surprise.
Yeah,
today,
we know that.
Today is episode number 3,000. We have said that. That means that we have done roughly 240,000 minutes of content. 240,000 minutes of content. That's just the regular show.
This is post-radio career for me, really.
Right, oh, right.
Now, listen, I'm sorry, KCJJ, which has kept this show in the podcast form and broadcasts us on air, which is a real luxury for the people out in Iowa City and Steve Bridges and the good people out there that have kept this show on. We appreciate that more than you will ever know, Steve, and all the good people out there, and his wife, Jan, and all the good folks at KCJJ, the mighty AM 1630. We want to make sure we mention them as well.
They signed on before we were a podcast. That's actually the true story. So, Mike, if you were to start back on episode one and hit play and listen to all the regular shows we've done, it would be 4,000 hours or 167 days without stopping of us being on in your ears. And that is 0.48 of a year. That's nearly 6 months of just us talking with all of that going. And then if you include 588 bonus shows, that's an additional 35,280 minutes. And then specialty shows, best of shows, raw shows, That's 24 and a half additional days of bonus content. And in all of that time, Mike, 10 or 11 really solid laughs.
I think so. Yeah, yeah, it might be. You're being a little liberal with that. I'd be a little more
conservative. Well, Oscar and I were arguing about the 11th. That's why we settled on 10 or 11. Yeah.
Go ahead, Oscar.
Look, by the way, if you're out there and you love us, throw something special about your boys up on your social media.
Please do.
Hashtag TMOS 3000.
That'd be a great idea.
That's the number 3000. Not the words.
That's terrific. Thank you.
TMOS 3000.
Mm-hmm.
The journey's. And this is actually, it's apropos, as I got a chance to hang out with the Team West fan club on their Friday night Zoom.
He never misses one, Mike.
For the first time and last time. I had been corresponding with a handful of listeners after the Zoom the next day, and saying, they were asking me about certain topics we were talking about. And I mentioned the love that we feel from the audience is palpable. The love within the fan club is real, and mm-hmm. you could feel it through Zoom. And it's not, and this is what the real takeaway is. The show has become more than just us,
Mike. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
And the pressure's off. They've removed pressure. We plan a great show in April. We do.
Yes.
But we used to be like, the weight of the world was on our shoulders because we know that we're kind of like a little centerpiece in the middle of the table.
Yes.
And everybody else is doing a million different things. These are friendships that have been, decades-long friendships mm-hmm. of people. It's great. Mm-hmm.
I agree. And outside of the live show, I'm just the show in general.
Yeah.
It's beyond us. It's a way for people to share their ties to the area, to share their ties to this type of comedy, to support this level of talk radio that just doesn't exist at a high level on terrestrial radio unless you're carrying our show. We got to tap ourselves on the back, right?
Are rules that they have. I alluded to it when I was talking about some of the sports shows. There are rules that are in existence in the land of talk radio, whether it be because everything that I've been asked over the last 15 years about talk radio is the same. I'll mention what I do and they say, is it political or is it sports?
Right. Right.
And we're neither. Do we have political discussions? Regularly. Do we talk about sports? Regularly. Are we defined by either one of those? No, we're not. And that's the thing that you don't get on regular talk radio anymore. You really don't get nearly as much as you should. It used to be you could get it in cities all over the country.
Right.
And that was fun. Turn on your radio and have a blast. Now it's kind of narrowcasted and very, very frustrating. So we love being able to come in here and discuss what we want to discuss. It allows a tremendous amount of flexibility, and it also allows us to creatively just put our sails up and let the ship go. And we love that. That is it. And there are days that it's very focused, and there are days where we will go off on a tangent, and I just. In order to do what I do, and I'll speak for myself right now. In order to do this for as long as I have done this, mm-hmm. you have to have a creative outlet that allows you some freedom, because this is just, I feel sorry for people that are probably making more coin than this show makes because they're narrowcasted.
Right.
And it must be an amazing burden to have to come in and A, talk about one subject, and B, pretend that you know everything about that subject, because it's a lie. Nobody does.
And pretend that you care about that subject, because I got news for you. 9 times out of 10, they don't care.
They don't care.
No.
But it's an act, and we can come in and we can be sad, and we can come in and we can be euphoric, and we can be angry, and it's just fun. And so the idea, if you had told me a long time ago that I'd come in every day and do this with a level of optimism and enjoyment that never wanes, I would be saying that's really not possible. I come in every day, including today, with this special discussion I'm looking forward to. But with all due respect,
mm-hmm.
talking about 3,000 shows is not what I'm excited about. Talking about Oscar last night is what I'm excited about.
Me too.
It's always something. And somebody's always doing something. So 3,000 shows, we love it. We love doing it. We can't wait to see everybody in New Orleans in April. And it's going to be a blast. And so I decided that I would jot down a few memories of our 3,000 shows. And we are the longest running element of the 3,000. We started out with a lot more dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had the inevitable mutiny there where they split off and went their separate ways. And I'm talking about three guys, the late RJ Diaz, who was an assistant and kind of a labor of love guy. We have a lot of those mm-hmm. people that have associated themselves with the shows over the years where they would not be payroll guys, but they would be people that would come in and help out. And we've got that with lots of good people here. And so that there was that. Then there was Mark Ronick, who along with Buzz Burbank, went out and did their own thing, and they left, and it was not fun. It was not happy.
You really don't forget and forgive. I can't believe those that's something you jotted down.
No, I'm just talking about the history of the show.
It's just a moment.
This is your moment?
No.
Jesus Christ.
I'm setting up the moment. No, I'm setting up the moment because one of my favorite memories was our road trip to Iowa, and that's when we had all the old guys with the show. And we get an RV. We are so ambitious. We get an RV. We all jump on it. It's outside of my house in Manassas, Virginia.
The size of the road that you lived on. It took up the road.
Your neighbors were not happy.
It was so much fun to hit the road and just, we've done a lot of road trips, but this was one that really we went over the top with it. And we had never, I'd never been to Iowa. Mm-hmm. I'd never been to the stadium and all the events that happened. We made a video out of it.
Yes.
And that was really at the top of my list for a long time. Another trip, and the trips are a big deal when I get to see you guys. The just the dynamic of the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And taking our show into a convention center and setting up every day and wandering around and doing it without having the Big Brother Radio Corporation hanging over our heads.
Make sure you on our own. Make sure you mention the sponsor, Mike. Yeah. You got to make sure you got to get that in. Yeah.
And that was a special moment.
Yeah, we were right next to Recode. I remember.
Yeah.
I have a memory of that. Where do you remember? You had said it. I wasn't there when it happened. Oscar was in the room when a guy from another podcast, and we were doing a lot of analog at that point.
Yep.
We had a lot of cables.
We
had a lot of monitors.
Yeah.
We had
vacuum tubes
and a vacuum tubes and a guy came in. From another podcast that I guess was streamlined all digital.
He was an engineer for a recording studio, something along those lines. I remember that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was said, doing look at all this silly
equipment. He was doing a documentary. He goes, you guys should go digital. And then and I remember looking at him and I said, you should go fuck yourself. Do you think we like carrying all of this in every day?
Yeah, nothing like packing up five compressors and bringing them to Las Vegas.
That was 9 years ago. Would it have liked to have been digital?
Yeah.
A long time ago. Oh. And at the top of my list was, speaking of 9 years ago, 10 years ago, coming downstairs and finding out the previous weekend, I think. I'm not sure what day it was, so I might have found out the night before. I have no idea. Coming in and letting you guys know with the music of Chicago in the background that Carla was pregnant. And I was so excited. And it was just, that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
And we, and the rest is history. But it was just so very, very cool. I could go back and listen to that show a million times. I loved doing that because, it was just a moment. And it was a moment I got to share. And I enthusiastically shared it. Now I have the love of my life running around in here every single day. And those are the three that I just jotted down. There are a million moments a million moments of funny that that are great. But that's what I remember the best.
I actually jotted down the top of my list was the announcement of Michael's impending birth.
You did? Yes. Oh, that is wonderful. That is so cool.
Well, the fact is that, you know, we've all grown up a lot during these last 14 years.
Oh, Jesus.
And
right.
Things have changed and everything. Yeah. And before, I've got a few moments I'd like to mention. And
please,
if I can jump in here, Oscar.
Yeah.
I do want to say this. And when we start talking about 3,000 shows, and I don't want to be maudlin, but you're trying to analyze where you're at. And I'm so lucky that as a kid in high school, yeah, I'd turn on Mike every day and listen to him on the radio and say, that's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to do it. So thank you for bringing me along for the ride. It's really quite staggering.
Three decades.
Yes, it's a big deal. So that
blowing my old man out of the water as far as longevity of what he did. So I mean it's amazing. And Rob goes back to calling the old Don and Mike show, and he started with a bit that was right around the holidays when Don and I would be looking forward to one of our 6-week vacations. And and so Rob would call in as Jimmy Stewart from It's a Wonderful Life. And you didn't identify yourself as a kid. Did you identify yourself as a kid?
No, but
you were just a guy doing a Jimmy Stewart.
And my voice has changed significantly then, and I can't capture Jimmy Stewart anymore. But that was
how he started.
That's how he started calling
the show.
When you talk about road trips, I think that one of the most special road trips was when we did Spring Break in Florida.
Yeah.
Not the trip down as much as the trip back, because we rented two big sport utility vehicles. I believe they were Suburbans, and we sort of broke into two factions.
Yeah.
And one of them for the entire trip back from Florida was Mike, myself, and Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do think that is kind of where the modern incarnation of the show was born.
Absolutely.
There was just such an easy flow and conversation and ball bustery that went on in those 12 hours that I think it was a really magical moment. It's one I'll always remember.
The bond that has lasted as long as it's lasted between the three of us on this show was... and I'm not trying to sound jive. It was comedy. We were listening to our favorite sections of bits. We would all select them. We weren't listening to talk radio.
No.
We weren't listening. We were listening to primarily stand-up. And we would and we listened to it for hours. And trip fly.
We had to pass the cable. Because we were taking turns, it was way pre-Bluetooth. So he's like, "I've got something," and we pass it around, and
since then, you have three. If you have anything at all, there's a unifying sense of humor which exists within our audience as well, where people get the joke. People say something that makes me laugh out loud online. There are people constantly in our audience that are sharing things on social media that crack me up. But we had Oscar and Rob and Mike, the three of us got the joke. And this is I'm not disparaging anybody else that was associated with it, but we got the joke. And I mean, in totality, we got the joke. We have totally different senses of humor. What makes Rob fall off the chair does not make me or Oscar fall, and vice versa. All of us have different things that we love. But there are moments that we all have for each other that we crack up with, and that's the joy of it. That is the central element of joy for this show and doing that. And you're right. I believe that 100% that on that trip, I thought it was going down to the
because we'd had our fill.
No, I remember you guys demanded we stop by Krispy Kreme. And
No, it wasn't a demand. Mike offered because it was my birthday.
And
he took me for donuts.
Yeah, treat
South
day.
Carolina or North Carolina, there was a donut thing, and we stuffed Oscar.
He almost
who
died.
Was really much healthier than he is today.
Oh, yeah.
He was much healthier. He was not a donut guy.
No.
And Oscar practically went into a food coma.
He was laying the length of the back of the Suburban just going,
right.
I ate six donuts. I said, this is too much.
Oh, yeah. It's
six
too
donuts.
Much.
Yeah.
And
too much.
It's the thing about a Krispy Kreme donut is it literally melts in your mouth, as you know, if you've had one.
Yes.
And they can be ingested rapidly. And then Oscar had the delayed effect of the Krispy Kreme donut and really was out of it. Like, not to the point where we had to take him to the hospital.
No, they were like, have another. Have another. Exactly. I was like, fine, guys. I guess it's fun being fat.
I don't know. I don't like sweets, but I understand what I read about what he went through.
I have mine. I have mine laid out. I guess chronologically. If you go,
did you have another one, Robert? Did you?
I
did.
Well, I have two other brief things I wanted to mention, and one actually piggybacks to what you said when you talk about three guys getting the sense of humor. There is a moment on that first road trip DVD following our visit to the Hofbrau House, where you and I are sitting in the back of the bus. We might even have cigarettes in the back of the RV. And it is the most rambling discourse. But if they're putting together, when we pass and the Emmy puts together our reel, Mike, when the Emmys put together our reel, they will use this because you're in a Hofbrau House hoodie. I think I'm in a checkered hat that we took.
Because we stole these checkered hats.
But it is such a perfect example of the show not stopping when the microphones go off. And then my last one, and it was just a real revelatory moment for me, is when you had the yard sale in Manassas, and you said, I'd like to take a few minutes in the first segment to see how you would price something. And we did like 90 minutes of just yard sale. And it was so fun. I looked at the clock. I couldn't believe we'd burned up an entire show. And that was another.
You were pricing the items for me because you'd done a lot of them I'd never done them before.
And it was just another example of a segment where all three amazingly divergent personalities were able to go in their own direction. Right. And I remember laughing my ass off then, after, and since. Mm. And
yeah, it's been fun. There have been so many. You realize that when you reflect even a little bit, you pull these. I did that this morning. I didn't put a lot of thought to it. I was like, I remember that. I remember that. Yeah. I could do 50 more, you know, but that was very cool.
Oscar.
Okay. There's a theme with mine. And all the wonderful things you've said, I agree with. A special nod to Mr. Ponyboy, Matt Bloom, who made his way from JFK Boomerang back to TMOS and, like an STD, you know, just stuck there and resurfaced and came back and said, hey, I'm not going anywhere. Tell your friends about me.
I asked Pony this morning if he had a favorite moment, and he told me no.
I'll let you know when it happens.
Pony Boy, what did he say? I missed it.
He said, I'll let you know when it happens.
No, my favorite memory of Pony is that. Oscar, go ahead.
Okay. In 2009, our first inception of the Michael Mara Show Studios.
Yes.
When Mike and I went to Guitar Center.
Right.
And Mike, if you thought he was prickly now, he was prickly then.
Yes.
Freshly laid off.
Sourpuss.
We walked in and he goes, look at all these slackers.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you think we're going to get service today? Go find that guy. He looks like he's doing nothing, staring at drums. And then I'm like, all right. Okay. So I scoot over and Mike spends roughly 20 grand on his personal card and looks at me and goes, you better make this back. And we load up his car. That was the first build. And then in 2010, where Mike got bored and we had to rebuild his studio, so I found someone to commission a desk and build a console.
That magnificent table.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
That's
beautiful.
So funny because it was...
It was great. We were standing up almost. It was a high top desk.
Studio furniture was not like podcast furniture.
No, you couldn't buy it. Studio, you just couldn't buy it.
You couldn't buy... Yeah. It was prohibitive because it was radio stations and recording studios.
I bet you wish you had that table now.
It was like 30K. I remember to buy a console table that Mike wanted. We built one for... You know, with the help of a listener for roughly 2K.
But it was a beautiful thing, and it was the thing where, as Lauren Michaels was saying, it's that thing where you get something designed for the space.
Yes.
And it's magical when it
so
happens.
So we had the table, we had the webcams, and in 2011, Mike said, we have the webcams, we're streaming live, let's make my living room look like a studio. So I once again found a wonderful vendor to come and... Essentially, wallpaper Mike's walls with his step and repeat.
With the curtains?
No, it was a step and repeat on your walls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. So we spent all that time putting that up and then rebuilding the studio so it looked great.
Yeah. And increasing the resale value of the home.
Correct. And then,
who used to live here?
And then,
let me show you this room.
A short 3 years later, Mike says, I'm leaving for Florida. Figure it out.
I remember that.
Yes. I said, well,
I was in Manassas, Virginia, where I had, I was a business owner and,
they ran you out on a rail.
It was a bad experience.
Yeah.
Horrible experience. And then I'm doing the podcast and you guys are coming into Manassas and I realize we have the technology. Why don't I downsize and at the same time move to sunny Florida?
Better quality of life. I don't blame you.
Yeah,
but you made the right choice.
But to be fair, Mike, at that time we didn't know we had the technology.
No.
Because
no.
the first thing we did
was writing on the wall. The writing on the wall is as follows. Yeah. And this is another show. This is for an entire show. And
yes.
Oscar, I know. Oh, God. We'll latch on to this forever. But when Carla and I chat casually, this ain't permanent, Florida. No way. Absolutely no way. I will not die here.
This is my thing.
I will not die.
Oh, Mike, yes, you can.
This is perfect. This goes with my favorite moments.
So you come in and say,
Oscar, I'm leaving in 2 months. It was a hot real estate market.
Yep.
And you got to figure it out. So in 2014, I'm like stressing.
Do you know how that happened? Can I just interrupt for a second?
Yeah, you walked into the living room and said, you have 60 days, figure it out.
But did you know what happened?
No.
All right. Anybody that's owned a home, people that have homes may have had this happen to them. Occasionally it will happen. You get a letter from a realtor.
Okay.
That'll say, hey,
in the hot market, you'll get them. Yeah.
I didn't get that. I got we received a specific letter from a former resident of that area of Manassas. And they were legitimately interested in moving back. And there was not an abundance of real estate available. And so that letter was very sincere. From this individual who said, if you'd ever be interested in selling your house. Well, Carl and I had talked about it for a couple of years, ever since I got out of the
I remember he was a Civil War reenactor, and he wanted to be back in town in time for January 6th.
Yes.
No, that's not true.
He said, we have to be out by the 6th.
No, but that's what happened. So then they came over, they looked at it.
Yeah.
We agreed on a price, and that was it. I didn't put a. You remember, I never had a for sale sign in my yard.
I remember.
No.
I was like, this is great. 60 days.
I just remember calling the phone company and asking about an ISDN line, and they went,
they're like, we don't make those anymore.
We don't make them anymore.
Yeah,
I said, exactly. Okay, so thanks.
We had to figure out the floor, which is, look, this is what I live for. So
right.
Solution. I'm a solution sister, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's figure out how to do it without having it cost a fortune.
It's what I live
so we do
for.
In 20,
we've done that forever.
We rebuild it in 2014 and build the one in D.C. as well.
Yep. You're building it during the day, yeah.
And then at night, because we can only work at night. I remember back at the mortgage company.
Oh, right,
And then in 2015, you decide to build your home studio. I fly down to help you out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2017, we redo our studio because we moved.
Right.
And then
to M Street.
Yes. And then in 2019, you moved your studio by yourself.
Yep.
And then in 2021, you moved it again by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
From one. And then in 2023, we'll fly down.
Right.
To rebuild your studio for what? A cup of coffee till you move to California? What's the story?
No, it'll be Arizona.
I don't move to California. It's when Michael gets college age. I don't want to hang out here anymore. I don't want to be one of the.
Will it be to get in-state tuition to wherever he's accepted?
Not necessarily, but it'll be.
Mike is moving to Cambridge.
No, I could see myself moving back to New England.
Really?
I could see that happening? Yeah.
Oh yeah, wow! Absolutely.
Not
and sitting there,
not
and
too
aging.
Close to the family.
Maybe
no,
Vermont.
No, another state. Probably.
Next to Colonel Colburn.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah,
ooh, very good. So, not next to him, but I mean, I like the.
Oh, you don't like him
in his basement?
Yeah, I like him. They're coming up. We're getting together with them.
Yeah,
in
you can
July.
Live. You can live in his own. What do they have? A cul-de-sac.
They got
a cul-de-sac,
great
right?
New place. He's got.
They have a
nice
pool and a pond.
Nice
pond
so pretty. So pretty. But that's cool. Yeah, so you've loved the building. You love it.
Yes.
Does he, is there anything he loves more than getting his hands
no,
on
that's what
studios?
He loves.
I like building.
Yeah.
Building.
Mm-hmm.
You could have outside of that, we've had great consulting with that.
We've got great we do it here for people. We build right. Their own shows. The Mike, for me, outside of the builds and our gypsy and nomadic nature of survival here on the show.
I don't know where he's going with this, but go ahead.
We've had some wonderful, not just interns, but team members come through here.
Yeah.
Eric Zoolander, Katie Cole Girl.
Wonderful.
Maddie Masiello, who I just spoke with a couple days ago.
Her. She communicates with you. I just would love her to come.
And
Quiet Vincent.
No, just the way that Dan O'Brien's come back around.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We have Pony Boyce on the fold and Glenda. Mm-hmm. I have Proxy, Dan O'Brien's mom.
Mr. Rob Ford, who started as an
intern.
Yeah,
these are all family members.
They are.
Charlie Burney coming into the fold, Reed Galen, becoming friends and you know.
Jim Amato, Mark Riddell, yes. great people.
And building this little support system. And look, these are people that we're in business with, but also we try to support each other as best as possible, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know, seeing Dominique grow as a broadcaster into the juggernaut of a sports analyst that he is today and writer.
Such a great guy and such a funny man and such a brilliant man. Really, it's and a pleasure to have him on this
my
show.
Own wife, you know, our seeing our marriage grow into what it is today and frankly within the scope of TMOS and Podville.
You know, we should mention the wives because you've got Carrie Spiewak, you've got Shannon Zaballos, and you've got Carla O'Mara. And once again, three totally different styles but humorous styles.
Yeah.
And they've all brought it.
They don't take
Carrie,
us
you know, shit. During our cocktail shows, spectacular. Sometimes cringeworthy.
Yes.
Shannon with her battles with Pony and coming in and eating her candy. Carla popping in here, busting my chops. They've been wonderful contributors. It's been just special. And the kids, too.
The
Julia
kids.
And Robert and my son Michael and Catherine and Elizabeth.
And Santos.
Santos and Oscar and Jake the Snake and... By the way, Jake the Snake, who is now, it's official, we have moved from mice to small rats.
You know, Mike,
I'll talk about
you
that
should
later.
You should lease him to Oscar then. He could live at his house and feed himself.
Oh, and feed on the rats.
Exactly.
No, the rats are too big.
Oh,
he's not big enough yet.
Not a city rat guy, yeah.
No, a little albino rat, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But it's been... you know, so many different countries. You can't do this. I know we're three guys. That's why another thing, when you think of the single guy just going, let me tell you what I think.
Yeah.
This is a great proving ground as well. Toddy. Remember Toddy? He was a stage
I'm
five.
I'm the captain now.
Yeah. Yes. When he saw.
Toddy's hotties.
When Toddy, he had a first-hand account with Santana Moss, and then we wouldn't allow him to be here when Santana Moss recorded anymore because he looked like him like a piece of candy.
Stared, yeah.
And Santana was a little
trying to get out of the
put off by it.
I don't know how to light.
He's like, who's that guy? I was like, he'll never be here again. he grew up and went to work at Voice of America and now is a reporter for WTOP.
Wow. That's amazing.
Like, these are proving grounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. We love it. And we love
and you
the
know,
people
while you're speaking of
and-
family, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention my dad.
Oh,
he's been an amazing
Bob.
Supporter and a sort of a supporting character on the show all these years.
100%. And but has always been very, very supportive.
Yes.
And we don't have so it's just spectacular that he's supported us. Well, yeah, I suppose maybe when you're thinking about that. But yeah, everybody, it's been a heck of a ride. 3,000 shows and, you know.
Share
and I
your
really,
favorite moment with your people, with your
Oscar
tribe on social.
Wants to use this as an opportunity to build a little audience, so we'd love you to do that. So please
#TMOS3000.
3000.
#TMOS3000. Let everybody know. Spread the word. And we love you. You're, because as I mentioned in my post earlier today, the bottom line is you, the audience. Yeah. Without you, we're nothing. And you've allowed us to keep doing this. And we're going to continue to keep doing it. And we're happy to be here for you. Absolutely love this job. I'm very, very lucky. We'll take a break. And by the end of the show, it won't feel that way. We'll be right back.
Here are some of the stories we're working on tonight for the Night Side. After an all-new TJ Hooker at 11, residents in West South Florida are up in arms over an invasion of rattlesnakes.
I wasn't sure what to do.
I seen it. I heard it. Then I seen it. Then I got the raid.
The Energy Department responds to consumer inquiries of using air conditioners in garages.
And I wrote back, kindly, off.
In our weekly visit with a Shade Tree mechanic, we have tips on what to do with those leftover automotive fluids you find in the garage.
Do not drink it.
And Colonel Dirk is in the weather center with a look at the weekend forecast.
It's cold as f***.
Catchy stories and more, along with the Mike O'Mara Show on Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Thank you very much, Jim Amato. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show every ball day. And thank you to our listeners once again. Our show today brought to you by a fine sponsor, Electric E-Bikes. A lot of us are stuck in our homes, offices, and routines, wondering, looking out the window, drooling, wondering what else is out there.
Plaintively.
But feeling like it takes too much time and effort to explore. I can relate. I get it. But now you can discover it all with fun, fast, and foldable electric e-bikes. From quick errands to outdoor adventures, electric e-bikes will transform how you get around. They cost way less than the competition, with quality, feature-filled models financed as low as $133 per month. You can go up to 45 miles on one charge and reach up to 28 miles per hour with the powerful 500-watt motor, which is now quieter with more torque for more power with less noise. Plus, electric e-bikes are foldable and chip-free, fully assembled. Oscar, you're flying all over the district with your electric e-bike. You love it.
It's people fast. Try to steal it from portable. You. Yes, it makes absolutely. Sense. It's less than a car payment. I don't have to pay $400 for the garage every month. It's amazing.
Mike, it's sexy, too.
Yeah, and no parking fees. And, hey, by the way, don't loan it to a garage attendant, all right? Something no. bad might
Unless
happen.
It's a demo. And they buy their own.
Get out there. Make this year the most adventurous one yet. Electric e-bikes. Visit electricebikes.com to learn more. That's electricebikes.com, everybody. Thank you, Electric e-bikes.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
Ladies and gentlemen, today on the homepage, our final story, which we refer to as the kicker.
Yes.
We'll have more than three. More than three for you today. I decided I'd do a little marathon of funny kicker
less
lines.
Less than five?
Today, so, let me see. I've got...
more than three.
See. But less One, than five. Two, three, four, five, six.
What?
Seven.
So more than six and less than eight.
Thank you. Pete Davidson. Removing his ex Kim Kardashian from his life in more ways than one. The comedian was photographed shirtless on Saturday while vacationing with his rumored girlfriend, Bodies, Bodies, Bodies co-star, whatever that is. I don't watch that. Do you watch that?
I don't think it's come out yet.
I think it's a spinoff of CSI.
She's a co-star, Chase Swee Wonders. That's his latest script. Hmm. The man is never alone. You got to give him credit for that. The snapshots appear to reveal that he had all of his tattoos dedicated to his former reality television bell removed. In the photos, Davidson's clavicle and collarbones appear to be sans the tiny inks, dedicated to the Kardashian story.
I stand corrected. So this is a garbage movie that came out in 2022.
Okay. Oh, I don't remember it. I didn't watch it.
No, it's I think the only notable aspect is that the co-stars are dating.
Yeah, she's lovely though.
I mean,
my
kid
already loves Jordans, Air Jordans, and now is your chance to cop an incredibly rare pair of Jordans, originally created a few years back to commemorate Biggie's birthday. Biggie Smalls. And now the kicks are hitting the auction block, but they won't come cheap. The Air Jordan 13s were designed in 2017 to honor what would have been Notorious B.I.G.'s 45th trip around the sun, but the sneakers were never released. They remained locked away until now. 23 pairs of the AJs will be auctioned off at Sotheby's. And their sizes 7 to 13. That's in my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
The auction tells us they expect each pair to sell between $2,300 to $5,200.
The only lyric I remember, I should remember more. Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis, when I was dead broke, I couldn't picture this.
Yes.
Well, I think of the line from Do the Right Thing. He stepped on my Air Jordans.
Air Jordans. By the way, for these kicks, no reserve price.
What does that have to
price.
Do with Biggie?
Well, they're Air Jordans.
Air Jordan.
Air Jordans.
I remember that.
No reserve, Rob, and you have big feet.
13's what I could ladle myself into 13's. Let's do it.
Getting starts at a buck. There is no reserve price.
That's a little high.
Will you jump in?
No.
No.
I don't wear them.
Since you stopped playing in the league.
I'm wearing new sneaks.
I saw a pair of sneakers for Michael. This is when we were trying to figure out what to get him for Christmas, and we realized we did something else that was special. That I don't ever want to talk about on the air here. But
wish I could.
But let's not do it. There was these Nerf.
It's not easy to become a Cardinal.
There was these Nerf, like Nerf the brand, special edition Nikes that I was like, oh, like if he had these and you're 9 years old.
He's into them now. He's into those.
Right? I'll send you the link.
He notices it all the time. He doesn't need anything more till his birthday and maybe even not then. All right, this kid blinks and gets what he wants. Saved his own money from all the gifts from people, bought a PS5. And then it's like, Dad, I need this game. Dad, I need this game. Dad, I need this game. And those games are ridiculous.
Yeah, tell him to get a job.
You know what? I wear Rothy's.
It's good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I wear Hey Dude a lot.
Hey Dude.
And Rothy's. Yeah.
Don't make it bad.
The Marshall Tucker Band are mourning the loss of the man who lent their group his name. I never knew this story. That's why this is a fascinating story for me. Marshall Tucker is a blind piano tuner who hailed from South Carolina. He died on Friday, January 20th, at the age of 99. The Southern Rock Group was founded by Toy Caldwell, Doug Gray, Jerry Eubanks, George McCorkle, Paul Riddle, and Tommy Caldwell. And they remembered Tucker on social media after learning of his death. Here's the quote. We're saddened to hear of the passing of someone very special to our hearts for obvious reasons. And the guy's name was Marshall Tucker, the band's namesake. The band also issued a full statement that reflected on their group's history with this man, Marshall Tucker, who was a talented pianist but never played with the Marshall Tucker Band. In fact, he was never even a professional performer at all.
He's a tuner. Wow.
They said, quote, in the early days when we were rehearsing, this is the whole story for me. In the early days, you like this, Rob, when we were rehearsing in an old house in Spartansburg, we found a keychain inscribed with his name. We needed a name ASAP, and the rest is history.
That's cool.
They found his keychain, Marshall Tucker, and it became the Marshall Tucker Band. He was a blind since birth piano tuner. Amazingly, he could play the heck out of the piano. He always said that his talent was simply God-given. He tuned pianos in South Carolina for decades. Marshall Tucker passed away.
That's strangely reminiscent of Leonard Skinner, because there was no Leonard Skinner in the band.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's a whole story too.
It was a gym teacher they hated, I believe.
That's right. That's right. Whose name was Skinner, I think.
Yeah, Leonard Skinner, I think.
Leonard Skinner.
Yeah.
All right, the Razzies are out. The Razzies are, there's so much content now that when something sucks, you usually don't get a chance to see it. So I scoured the list of worst awards to see if there was anything special. And one that stood out was a Razzie nomination for Tom Hanks. Guess what he got it for? Elvis.
Now, you see, that's not fair.
I called it. You guys disagreed with me. I said he looked so fake.
Yeah, I do too. I think it was terrible.
I liked him in it. It took me a while to agree to it, but I liked him.
I know. Hanks is also relevant due to some nominations for Pinocchio.
Now, that movie is unwatchable.
And once again, his news name services. Pete Davidson also in the Razzies. I don't know what the movies were, but they all sucked.
And now that's got his Razzie nominations, maybe we should all go see A Man Called Otto.
Yeah, that's they're promoting the heck out of that. February is the month of love.
Love.
Right around the corner, and if you're ready to tie the knot, the Little Vegas Chapel is ready to celebrate all the new love. The chapel is located in the Neon Gateway near the famed Arts District. Isn't that where we are down there when we do Vegas?
Yeah.
They're celebrating Valentine's Day and National Wedding Month with a special package and week-long promotion. February, here's their quote. February is the classic, most popular and romanticized month for love.
Love.
And we're happy. Love.
Love.
Glory, love, love. And we're happy to offer couples a fun, affordable, and memorable way to either tie the knot or honor their existing marriage commitment. I don't see prices down here. I apologize. I don't know where they are. Michael Kelly is the managing partner of the Little Vegas Chapel.
That's great.
They have a managing
partner. Sounds very nice and respectful.
The chapel celebrating Valentine's Day with the Cupid's Arrow Package.
Oh, look out.
That includes a 3 to 5 minute ceremony. 3 to 5 minutes. In their Ever After mini chapel. I know there are people in our listening audience that have done this.
Yeah.
Officiated license or ceremony certificate. Pink 3-rose bouquet.
Three.
And yes. And matching boutonniere. Digital video recording. You get so much for the package.
Yes.
Wedding coordinator and fuzzy dice.
Mike, now how much would you pay?
Yay. 4 guests maximum are allowed. A witness is provided if needed. And cell phones are allowed, but they don't tell you how much it costs. Maybe we could look it up and find out.
If you go, ask for Reverend Vastrick.
Vastrick.
What's the outfit called again, Mike?
It's the Go Yourself Wedding Chapel.
The Little Vegas Chapel.
Thank you.
Little Vegas Chapel. That's what it is. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I talked about it at the beginning.
A teaser.
I offer a little something something. After jail deputies conducting a strip search spotted what appeared to be a crack pipe hanging from her vajayjay, a Florida woman claimed that the item was actually a sex toy.
What state did she live in?
Florida.
Oh. Mm. Isn't that
not
something?
Drug paraphernalia.
Yeah.
That's according to the affidavit, which you can get from Florida. That's why we have so many Florida stories. 57-year-old Carmella Ann Maneys was busted yesterday on a warrant charging her with failing to appear in court associated with a Walmart incident. Theft at the Walmart, which is... I mean, this is so typically Florida, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Maneys was being processed to the Pinellas County Jail, and the booking officer observed an anomaly. After the inmate passed through a full body scanner.
Nice.
During a subsequent strip search, jailers reported a glass pipe was protruding from the defendant's vagina. Maneys removed the pipe from her body, threw it on the ground, and stepped on it in an effort to destroy evidence, according to the investigators. Deputy James Upton said Maneys then attempted to explain away the glass pipe as a sex toy to staff at the jail, and he added that the pipe remnants had burnt markings and was consistent with a pipe commonly used to smoke crack cocaine. Now, here we go. In Florida, keeping a crack pot in your vagina is also known as the devil's backpack.
One.
In Florida, keeping a crack pipe in your vajayjay is also known as the floppy handbag. No. If you keep your pipe in that particular part of your body, it's referred to as the unmentionable deli holster. Thank you, Ross. In Florida, keeping a crack pipe in your vajayjay is also known as the Daytona Beach Fish Locker. The Sarasota Sex Vault. What? Mama's Unlit Crack Cubby. Now, the act of concealing the pipe in Florida is referred to as playing a game of hide and reek.
Thank
Thank you, Mike.
3,000 shows and you haven't lost your touch.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I'm here all week. Love it. Thank you very much. We'll take a break.
Send me a copy
Heidenreich
of that.
Heidenreich was my favorite one. We'll take a break and we'll come back with something. I want to talk about Oscar and The Bachelor when we return. What an evening on The Mike O'Mara Show.
There's lots to celebrate on the latest bonus show.
We've hit 3,000 like Pete Rose.
We need sun lamps in every single home in America.
But for 3,000, I'm lucky to have you guys, and I'm very lucky to have our wonderful listeners.
If you want fun and jocularity, you bring Rob. If you want execution and a job well done, you bring me.
I'm right here. I have a name.
You know, sometimes I think about 3,000 shows, and I wonder how the F I actually made it.
Mike, but I got a bad case of being a sleepy.
There is a chance that you will receive a commemorative 3,000 show pin.
Get a bonus show subscription and celebrate today. All you need to do is to send two box tops and the coupon from this Sunday's Parade magazine. Subscribe now at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Thank you, Jim Amato. We appreciate that. Hey, there's no better way to maximize your day than by making sure you're feeling like your best self. Liquid IV is the category-winning hydration brand fueling your well-being. And their hydration multiplier just may be the one product you're missing in your daily routine. In just one stick, you get 5 essential vitamins and 2 times faster hydration than water alone. Use it first thing in the morning, before a workout, after a workout, when you feel run down, after a long night out, and on long flights. Plus, Liquid IV is on a mission to change the world. They have given away over 25 million servings. They've done that in over 50 countries around the world because they care. They're that kind of company. Plus, it's convenient and it's really delicious. The flavors are marvelous. It's the best way to start your day, so be like me. Drink Liquid IV. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Now, what the hell was I watching last night? Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm watching sitting there at the end of our day. Kind of a hectic day.
Sure.
Michael's getting ready. They tapped him to try out for quarterback this weekend in flag football. So Mrs. O'Mara and I were doing a little throw-in with the kid out in the little park that we have on the corner. And then Mrs. O'Mara and I went on a little power walk after Din Din. And then I sit down and Michael is in bed and it's relaxation time.
It's nine-ish.
And, and I'm watching... The Last of Us, I think it's called, on HBO. It's an apocalyptic thing, as Oscar said. And then, you know, all of a sudden I got bloop, beep, bloop, beep, bloop, beep,
yep,
bloop. And old Oscar is watching his favorite show, one of his favorite shows, The Bachelor.
The season premiere of the season's
It's season 90, Mike, of The Bachelor, and it's the premiere of it.
It's wonderful. It's very, very exciting. And I have to tell you that... It's really, really, really a skill that Oscar has developed of expression, and he uses it both verbally and on text messages.
Yes.
And let me see. Hold
the exchange.
On.
By the way, season 27, for those of you keeping track.
I was joking with 90, but 27 almost sounds like a punchline as well.
27.
So coming in right around the 9 o'clock hour, Oscar writes, The Bachelor. Because usually he suffers on his own watching this show. Yeah. I do not give it. And I'll give you my thoughts on it in a second. He says, The Bachelor on ABC is a must-see or must-see. Tune in. This is why I always worry. Is he all right? No, he texts like that.
Right.
And then and this is the pure Oscar line here. I've never seen such a good-looking cast of crazy. And so,
well, you should say what you write back.
Okay, so I write back to Oscar, and this is when the whole thing began.
Yeah,
Mrs. O'Mara got involved in everything. I said, watching The Last of Us on HBO. Oscar, who obviously does not like this response, says, "That sounds like fun if you're not into vagina."
Now, at this point.
We use that word a lot on the show today.
I'm just an observer because I have DVR'd and I'm watching one of my guilty pleasures, the new Fantasy Island on Fox.
There it is. There it is. In a nutshell, three guys, totally different perspectives. If we had a fourth, We'd have to get maybe a serial killer to balance things out.
Matt's here.
But about 9:25, you know, they wind up, they get their wish.
Oh, that's Pony. Pony, what were you watching at that hour? Were you watching the tube?
Be honest.
I think you know what I was watching.
Anime. Okay.
That's right.
It was anime.
That's right.
He gets Fantastic. Together with his friend and he watches anime.
Actually, Mike, he was watching his friend watch anime. It's a little creepier.
It's Monday night.
We don't need the cereal. He's absolutely right.
But so I actually switched over at about 9:20. Now, this is so out of my
Yeah,
purview,
you're not a Bachelor guy.
But Carrie's down there and yeah. I say, Oscar says, let's watch The Bachelor.
Yes.
And she actually leans forward and puts her phone down. I said, okay, Carla, let's do this.
I'm watching the apocalyptic show
Last
on HBO.
Yes.
By the way, on the cord-cutting HBO.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm watching it on my own time.
Right.
And then Carla's in her phone working for DermGlow Skin, yeah. which she does all the time,
right.
talking about supplies, blah. She's not paying any attention to mine. All of a sudden, there's curiosity. And she sees me crack up. And she said, what are you laughing at? I said, Oscar sent me a text that said, sounds like fun. If you're not into vagina, which was that stopped everything. I limped through the maybe last 8 minutes of the TV show.
Did everyone die or everybody okay?
No, it's a series, so we don't know who's
there. All right.
So then it's over to The Bachelor.
Right.
All right. And Oscar, I decide to share with Oscar Carla's commentary. So Carla
She starts watching with you.
Yeah.
She starts watching and Carla and I write to Oscar, Carla says most of them are gross. Carla says they all have white veneered teeth. She's Carla right. says they're sluts.
Oh, no.
Carla's being real catty. And then I write, the last thing I wrote to him was, I'm having fun now. And I'm watching this. And can I just, and I'll let you have the rest of the floor.
Okay.
But I have to tell you this.
What was the first thing you saw when you tuned in? I'm just curious.
Two of them on a couch chatting.
Okay, because I have a moment that I'd like to share. But go ahead.
And
go ahead.
The one that's the first one I see is a handsome woman. A handsome woman, but the whole thing with the veneers. And
yeah.
then I proceed to watch the show. And I will
too.
Just say this. There is nothing that makes me more embarrassed to be an American than this show. I have to say this. I am somebody who has, excuse me, had my head shaved.
Mm-hmm.
I have had my hair dyed blonde. I have taken my shirt off and played on the street of Main Street in Fairfax, Virginia, in a kiddie pool during the show. I've done all manner of embarrassing DJ stunts. I've done things to humiliate myself everywhere. The level of national television humiliation that these young ladies put themselves through with the most shallow and deluded Ken doll asshat.
Zach.
With his sunny, and it's hosted by that other asshat.
Yes.
Jesse Palmer.
Yes.
Who is just Mr. Hey, how many guys?
Well, at one point, when the host walked in, I thought, is that The Bachelor?
They look alike. They lost their old
I remember,
host.
But
yeah.
Do you want to know why Marlon Brando and James Dean and Clint Eastwood and John Wayne are, you know the term, women want to be with them, men yeah. want to be like mm-hmm. them. None of the, what's his name, Palmer?
Jesse
what's
Palmer.
Deuce,
former the Giants Jesse, quarterback, if I'm
the Jesse
not mistaken.
Yeah, a failed quarterback.
Excuse me.
Jesse Palmer and the other Kendall, men don't want to be like them.
No.
With their smug, perfectly coiffed hair, they look like nads.
Mike.
And these women, look, I'm not familiar with The Bachelor, so it's like almost my first time. I was aware of it, but I just don't watch it.
Yeah.
These women shamelessly throwing themselves at this guy.
Well, they're competing.
And,
they
and
are.
They're competing.
They
and
are.
So I rest my case.
Which is
Mike,
which is why it was so bad for everyone when Greer got the first impression rose.
Now, what's the first impression, Rose?
Oscar?
Well, it's like a Disney Fast Pass.
Oh, she's the one. And Carla said she was the grossest of all of them.
No,
really? I thought she was
the sweetest
yeah,
of all of
I thought
them.
She was,
no, the
yeah.
one who was the nastiest of all of them was the one that had the bad kiss.
Oh, Madison.
Oh, yeah. Well, Madison, spoiler alert.
She was
this
removed.
This is where Maddie would usually cover her ears.
Kill us.
This is why this show is so great. Madison was so competitive that she shot her shot before, not just once, not twice, three times.
Yes.
where she went in, she had a smooch with him. There was no sparks.
No, it creeped him out.
And then she went.
How was the kiss? It was a peck. Did she want throat culture? Is that what she wanted?
Well, he was doing a lot of making out prior to the first rose ceremony.
Yeah, he was.
Testing the waters.
I'm sorry, that's gross. Like multiple, but you don't know where those mouths
are. This is the show you're on. You gotta plow through 27 hood rats before you call the girl from the eBay store.
So what we learned from
40 Year Old Virgin.
Yeah.
What I felt for her, Madison, was that she said, F it, I'm gonna go talk to this guy. She goes up to Zach and says, Zach, if this isn't gonna work for you, be honest with me. And this is almost like, tell me it's going to work. She's asking for a big smooch and
she's
some chemistry.
Fishing. Yeah.
And he says, hook. I don't want to lie to you. I don't really see a future with us.
I have the clip.
You do?
I have the clip.
Oh, fantastico. Perfect.
So she is actually at this point, Zach the idiot is talking to the douchey host.
Yeah, he's the bachelor.
And she appears from the door. And she says, I don't, and she has some screwed up way of asking about disturbing their conversation. Yeah.
She's nuts.
Oh, and that's when Carrie saw her and said, oh, look at that. She's crazy. And so.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. Okay, how are you
hold
doing?
It. Start it again. I will. Now, which one? Which of the Ken doll say? Is that the
it's
contestant
Zach the
that
bachelor.
Says that?
Yes, that's Zach. The bachelor.
All right, you want to hear all you need to. Hold on. You want to hear all you want to need to know about this nozzle? Listen to the way he says hello. This guy. I've never. But Rob Spiewak, in my lifetime, I have never said hello like this.
I know.
And I don't know any hockey player who has ever said hello like this. Listen to this schnozzle right here.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
It is so good to see you.
Hello.
Hello. I'm so pretty.
I felt like it was more like, hello, don't stab me.
He might have been fearing for his life.
You know how I would have handled that if I was on The Bachelor, if I was single?
How's that?
This is what I would do. I'm getting my interview, right?
Right, right.
And she comes in from the comment, and I was like, what? Anyway,
hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
It is so good to see you.
So good to see you too.
I wanted to disrupt your conversation.
That's it. Disrupt.
I don't want to force things, and I want things to come natural. And whatever this either A might become or B could have been, I just want to make sure that if you want me on this journey.
Mountain in the background.
Frogs.
I appreciate you coming to me right now and talking to me about this. And, you know, I really do thank you for being here. And I really appreciate getting to know you. But, you know, like as I said, I never want to lie. And I always want to be open and truthful. But, you know, my heart wasn't feeling it.
Yeah.
I never want to force that, and I don't want to put you through something that's not real because I know what it feels like to be let on, and I don't want that for you. I'm sorry. I just don't see a future with us, but I still think you're awesome. I just want to tell you the truth.
Yeah. You don't think she's awesome.
I hope you understand.
I appreciate that.
Thank you so much, Madison.
I just wet myself.
The most impressive thing about that sequence is then it shows her leaving.
It's a wide shot.
To the already waiting bachelor bus, but she's still mic'd up. So you see her from a distance walking and crying.
Weeping.
Yes.
God. I mean, that's what I talk about. Shannon. What possible reason would you subject yourself to this?
I have no idea.
Well, she went.
By the way,
she went in thinking there was going to be a different outcome, right? She wanted to be a prime.
Sad.
Well, she was crazy, so she thought she could win.
You're also fighting for the rounds.
This crap that I can't say on the radio anymore, on the podcast.
You're an adult.
The stuff that,
use
the stuff that would get me canceled.
Yes.
And this crap is just accepted, where these women hurl themselves at the guy.
Well, there's
give me a break. We're such hypocrites in America.
Mike, on the other
really
side of this, there's a Bachelorette where dudes are doing the same thing.
Now that to me would be more interesting.
Yeah. And they're weeping openly.
Play the hello again. Play the hello. Listen to this guy. All right.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
How are you doing?
I should highlight. Let me be clear.
Okay.
Zach was a former contestant on The Bachelorette.
And that's how they do it, right?
Yeah.
They roll him over. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The reason I wanted to kill Oscar, because I found myself watching this with some interest.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have if
Carla
he hadn't
put her phone down.
Yeah,
Carrie did too. Whose phone is attached to her retina. And she put her phone down last night.
I clicked onto it. The first thing I saw is Zach, hello, with a contestant seeing how many meatballs they could put in their mouth. Did you see this?
I saw that part.
Yes, but that's not that what I wanted to see.
It wasn't working.
Yeah, but also before Carrie, that's the way you used to pick your dates. So that's the way that used to work all the time. We have to take a break. We have
beat her two nights in three.
We're late.
I'm going to call it now. Yes. Kyle Marie. She is a front runner.
I might look in. Somebody remind me when it's on, because I'll forget.
Monday night.
It's on a Monday
on night. ABC. Okay.
We'll be right back. When we come back, I'll tell you about my illness.
I picked myself up a little soy milk latte and my wife a cafe grande.
Yeah.
Starbucks. I hear through the speaker that it's the sing-songy guy.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day. My name's Trent. Welcome to Starbucks. What can I do you for, big guy?
Well, I think I'll have a venti soy milk latte.
Awesome. Can I get you a cake pop?
Would you like a cake pop?
Or how about I tell you about my favorite podcast?
Tell your friends, wake the kids, and phone the neighbors. Let them all know about your favorite podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show. It's TMOS's new listener initiative for 2023. Join the party. The more, the merrier.
Let your Trent flag fly, and that's fine.
Hey, if you still need a New Year's resolution idea, I've got a suggestion. Stop putting it off and finally get life insurance. Fabric by Gerber Life is the easy all-online solution you've been waiting for. Fabric's new lower prices could mean big savings over other providers with great quality policies like $1 million in coverage for less than a dollar a day. Fabric was specifically designed to give parents like you affordable term life insurance. Plus, Fabric has 30-day money-back guarantees, a 30-day money-back guarantee, people, and you can cancel at any time. Fabric by Gerber Life was designed by parents for parents to help you get a high-quality, surprisingly affordable term life insurance policy in less than 10 minutes. You could be offered coverage instantly with no health exam required. Protect your family today with Fabric by Gerber Life. Apply today in just 10 minutes at meetfabric.com/TMOS. That's meetfabric.com/TMOS. MEET fabric.com/TMOS. Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company. Not available in certain states. Prices subject to underwriting and health questions. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa. Not
Hello.
A lot of time here.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm a pretty boy. Just
briefly, would you like me to send you a link to a page that shows all the links to the Bachelorette contestants on Instagram and their accounts, their social accounts?
Oh, no. Okay.
Two of Mike's favorite thing, The Bachelor and Instagram.
Instagram, fantastic. So talk about my health too much on the show. I really
That's
do.
Important. We got to keep
pressing,
you alive.
Mike,
all right,
pressing.
So I'm taking this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
The injectable stuff for my BDs and my weight loss.
What is it? Which one
it's
is
called
it?
Manana.
Manana?
It's called Manana.
It tomorrow. You'll be around.
You can always take it tomorrow. That's the way
it's
it goes.
Mangiarno?
Mangiarno.
Mangiarno.
Mangiaro. Not Mangiarno. Buongiorno.
I have reservations for two at Mangiarno for us.
La la vada. Hey, la la Americano. Hey, talented Mr. Ripley. Anyway, Mangiaro. And so I take it a couple of weeks ago. And by the time I go back, I got a little swelling down where they did the injection, a little round thing. And they tell me they think it's a spider bite. I don't think it's a spider bite because that's where they put the injection in, right?
Yeah, and
so that's it.
Do you have spiders on your stomach?
They switch it. So we'll switch to the arm. Well, the arm gets all swollen.
Okay.
So it's obvious I've got an allergic reaction. So I call yesterday because I'm not going back in because it resolves pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Not pretty quickly, but the arm has been, is it still hot? No,
I thought they would shoot you in your belly or your...
They did. The first one was belly. Okay. They moved it because I had a little thing down with the belly. They're saying now that it's a side effect that's on there that you can get an injection site allergy. My question, but of course... I have that same feeling that we used to have with a coworker where I say,
of course I got an allergic reaction. Of course, naturally. Mm.
Yes.
Naturally, I'm one of the guys that has that. And so this, the arm gets all swollen up here, and then it just gets itchy. Mm.
And
it was
hot,
itchy through yesterday. And hot, you can probably see like on my arm where I've gotten like little marks of itchiness now.
Yeah, can't.
I just
see the track marks.
Yeah, do you, so. Mike? Just do you? Yeah. I don't want to distract you too much, but your camera is jittering for some reason, and you were fine 2 seconds ago. I just want to make, we can hear you fine. And you look great.
That's it's just, I'm just going like
the frame rate is moving fast.
It looks like a horror movie.
Yeah. No, it's not that
is
bad.
Is it doing it now?
It's well, we see you clear, but when you move around, it looks like you're on speed.
So I should stay? Should I stay?
No, I think that if you could just turn your camera on and off, not camera, but just hit mute on your Zoom camera and then turn it back on, it should be just fine. Yes,
yay!
We're back, baby. Now wave a little bit. Let me see how it looks.
No, Mike.
You're not frozen.
You're
are
not
you?
Frozen.
Okay, I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. You're fine. It's fixed. It's fixed.
Hello.
It's
fixed.
All right, well, just let me know. That's
okay,
great.
Thank you.
So, anywho, I'm going Thursday. They told me now to take an antihistamine before I go in to get the injection.
Oh, that's nice.
Because it's an injection site thing, you know? So they think it's
they
just
do the same thing to Linus, so I think you'll be okay.
All right, so it's the injection site. I don't think there are any other, you know. So
do you feel what other people that have taken Ozempic and
like a lack of appetite?
This is what I've heard because I had to read it for my mom.
All right,
40% of people that get this type of treatment, they feel nausea when they overeat.
Nope.
Okay.
40% can no longer ride the Guardians of the Galaxy roller coaster.
Do you feel satiated?
Like you should be eating, but it's weird that you're not hungry.
Oscar, I don't feel any noticeable.
And the award for best supporting actor
thank you,
goes to Mike.
I'll let you know.
Mara.
I'll let you know.
That's maybe the best video moment we've ever had.
Well, I fixed the camera for that. We had to take a break.
3,000 episodes, but we got there.
Do we have you next, or do I have one more segment?
You have me.
It's him.
Have we flown through this show?
Yes.
The 3,000th show, it's been too quick. We'll be back with Rob in the Town of Sound right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's your paisan, Paulie. I know it's been a long time since you heard from me, but the boss sent out a proclamation that we all have to listen to. Now, he wants you to share the show. That means let your friends tell their friends and their other friends that the Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. And they can go to TMOS.com to check out the bonus show. And they can go on the TikTok and the Instagram for snippets of the show. Do it today. The boss asked you. And let your friends be a friend of ours. Capiche?
Thank
we now return you to the man, the myth, the legend, Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Paulie. I love the opera singers. January means resolutions, fitness goals, and lifestyle changes. But if you really want to put the new you to the test, Harry's can help. I love Harry's. So proud of this relationship with Harry's. Whether you want to go from being a Bigfoot to competitive swimmer or be the innovator who brings back the soul patch, Harry's has the tools for your closest, cleanest shave ever. We all use Harry's because we all love Harry's. I have all the things and stuff. And right now, the Truman Shave Trial Set is a $15 value for just $3. That's all it is at harrys.com/TMOS. It includes a 5-blade German-engineered razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel. I always thought, like, with any blade you get, you'll have a bad shave. Never had one in the almost decade that we've had Harry's on the air. It's amazing. You get a travel cover with that, too. Plus, you can schedule replacement blade delivery whenever you need them with refills as low as $2 each. Plus, guys who've tried them say their 8th shave, this is true, is as sharp as their first, and Harry's is still offering a no-risk trial. Don't like your shave? No worries. It's on them. But they don't have to worry about that because they have great shaves. No matter how new
Your new you is. Look sharp all year long with Harry's. Get a $15 Truman Shave trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/TMOS. That's harrys.com/TMOS for a $3 trial set. Do it. And we have to put the Town of Sound on now, but I at least tomorrow I want to talk about the it girl of the moment, Aubrey Plaza, who is in her 30s. That. Rediscovered and the hottest thing in the world.
Sound Town. We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
And you're still shopping there, aren't you?
At Aubrey Plaza?
Yes.
Yes.
It's a beautiful shopping mall.
It's fantastic. If you give the person at the counter a dirty look, you get an extra prize.
A prize? Not a discount? Yeah. No.
And you also have to greet the checker by going, "Hello."
Hello. Okay.
No, I don't think so. It's gonna work for us.
Yeah. The guy that we used to play the snow closings for Loudoun County, Wade Barrett, he's still
Big Trouble, right?
He's still in Big Trouble. So I've looked to other people that are doing snow closings across the country. Mike, are you familiar with Derry, New Hampshire? Derry.
I am. I know Derry, New Hampshire.
And the Pinkerton,
beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
The Pinkerton Academy.
Well, that sounds like one of those foo-foo private schools up there.
I think you would be right. And they got a nice fresh, you know, they always say, how can you find Will Smith in the snow? You look for the fresh prints.
Okay.
So this is their closing.
Waka.
It works here, yeah. Oscar. Here's
such a dad.
Southern New Hampshire, born and raised on the campuses where we spend most of our days learning, studying, prepping all day, and all getting ready for exams Monday. But a couple of storms who were up to no good started making trouble in our neighborhood. I saw one little flake and my mom's got scared.
I think certain people that try to rap,
yes,
ought to be a jailable offense.
Yeah.
I seriously do. There's nothing worse than a tragically white guy going, "So we're doing this today, and I can't get my whiteness out of the way."
If you can actually properly deliver the lyrics.
Right.
Yeah, you have to be, but that's a rarity.
Yeah.
An incredible rarity. That's what makes white rappers like Eminem so special, right?
Mm-hmm. Mike, there'll be no classes at Pinkerton.
And Vanilla Ice.
Yes, it's very, very good.
Yeah, okay.
Talented.
Very good. Yeah.
12 inches of
snow. They're unicorns.
12 inches of snow, Mike. Check out the snow LP. Are you okay as far as iguanas falling?
Down around where I am. Now, listen, I have seen iguanas out there. The only time I saw them was over at Cocoonville when I used to be over there. There was one on a bridge going over a lake, and it was right up on the brick wall. On the bridge they had.
Well, this guy was a Florida man. He was in his yoga class, and he was hit by a falling 30-pound iguana. Because
outdoor yoga class fell out of a tree?
Yeah, because the iguanas freeze, and they fall out of the tree. They're fine. The guy is fine because he was attended to at the session.
From there, we'll simply roll up. Lift your hips and just hold for 1, 2, 3.
They pass out in the cold.
Yeah, they do, and it fell on the guy, but everybody's okay. So just watch out for iguanas, Mike.
That lady that had the crack pipe?
Yes.
One of those iguanas fell into her floppy handbag.
How do you save them?
You thaw them.
You thaw them,
They don't
them,
save
right?
them down here.
No, they live after they thaw out.
They don't try to save them down here. They murder them down
Yeah, they're not. They're a pest, aren't they?
They're invasive.
Yeah, but once they get warm, they're okay.
Yeah, but some of them don't make it if it's too cold, I think. Yeah,
no, if you get them to the microwave quickly enough, they do just fine.
I use the air fryer.
It's that can work too.
Yes.
That absolutely works too. It might singe the little strip on there.
Nothing like the smell of freshly air fried iguana.
Oh, I bet you could eat them.
Sure. Anybody. Mike, you can eat anything.
Yeah, chase like chicken.
Speaking of which, in Minnesota, a mobile home park is being terrorized by Reggie.
Who's Reggie?
Reggie's a turkey. Reggie is not scared of people. Reggie is not scared of water or fire hoses. Reggie's just bothering everybody.
Goes up my stairs and tries to get in my house. When I leave in the car, follows me in my car. It gets on the back of my husband's truck and follows me. It rode to Chipotle with me one time. I have to carry my broom and my water bottle and my golf club with me everywhere I go.
Like, we can't have people over. We can't have a barbecue.
The kids that walk to the bus stop every morning, I have to come out and help them. But now they're smart and they carry sticks.
The kids are carrying sticks, you know.
We have them up where you guys were, where you came up and visited. We have them all over the place up in Maine.
Wild turkeys.
See them in the summer, the winters, spring, fall. You see them. I recorded them in my, there was a bunch of them in my backyard. Okay. I recorded them. Want to hear them?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. This is a gaggle. What do they call the turkeys? What is a group of turkeys?
I think a
is
flock.
Is it a gaggle?
It might be a flock.
A flock of turkeys?
Yeah.
I thought that was seagulls.
It could be. It's a great band.
Well, there were 8 to 10 of them in my yard, and I recorded them. They sounded like this.
Mike, we didn't, one of our trips to New Orleans, didn't we have dinner with Jim Gray?
Yeah, and the, a guy that was, well, we met him there. I don't know if we had dinner. Was Tirico. We met
Tirico. Yeah, Tirico was
night.
Great, and Jim Gray was a nad, as I recall.
Yeah.
And here's Jim Gray living his nadness 25 years later, talking to Tom Brady. Let's close with this.
Do you have any Jim type Gray. Of a time
table? Wait. Let me set it up a little better.
All right.
Jim Gray, for those of you not in the know, Jim Gray is the guy that never gets a... Never gets tired of asking the a-hole question. Shameless. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
Doesn't care. And he can be mean. Listen to
him. Yeah, okay.
Do you have any type of a timetable as to what you might want to do regarding your football career?
Jim, if I knew what I was going to do, I'd have already done it. Okay? I'm taking it a day at a time.
I sense you're antagonized by the question.
You're scratching. I appreciate your asking. Thank you.
I sense you're antagonized. But what I don't have is the beginning of the interview where Jim Gray said, hello.
You know, when he was doing all his goat things.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And
the TB12 method and all that stuff.
Look, the guy is a wounded warrior right now.
Sure.
Okay? And I don't mean wounded warrior. I shouldn't use that term. Bad term to use.
Right.
Especially what I did the other night. No. This guy is
divorcee.
He's in the spotlight 24/7, and he's had a crappy year, right? Self-inflicted, obviously, some of it, but at the same time, you know, it's just constant with him. And I hate to say, no, I'll say it. Go ahead. I feel a little bad for Tom Brady.
I don't feel bad for Jim Gray, though.
No. And Jim Gray's got the way of talking. Tom.
He's gotten worse. He's actually gotten worse.
Listen to the way he sounds when right at the beginning, then stop it.
Do you have any type of a timetable as to what you might...
Do you have any type of a timetable as to when you're going to quit?
How much are you paying?
Mike, that's
don't
all
you
I
think
got.
You owe it to your fans, huh, Tom? Tom, what's the deal with Giselle Bundchen? What's the matter? Did you piss her off because you wanted to go back and play football, Tom Brady? What's the deal with that, huh? Come on. Give me a break. Hey, congratulations, gentlemen, on 3,000
shows. And to you.
Shows.
To you as well.
Look forward to seeing you guys coming down here. We're going to have fun. Carl and I have it all planned. Chips and dip. As soon as you get off that airplane.
You can't have chips or dip.
Spent no expense. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow with a brand new
episode.
Shallow
graves.
Shallow grave. Be careful. Watch those iguanas. We will be back tomorrow. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana and all of you wonderful people that have let us do this for 3,000 episodes, Mike O'Mara saying so long, Everett Bulber.
3K.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey. How you doing?
Sound good?
Yes, sir!
Shut your pie hole! We're working here!
And I am not going to stand here and see that thing cut open and see that little Kettner boy spill out all over the dock.
I think I just wrecked myself.
How did you know all that?
Because I made a podcast.